Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Here we go, the post-show show. We're joined again by
Lockie. Post-show.
We're going with that, are we?
Show? Yep.
Well, you don't like it?
Does Microsoft Word want to auto-correct you when you type that out?
Of course.
Look at him.
Already. Come out. Sheriff's in town. Fun police.
How are you, Lachlan?
Oh, Friday morning. I've got my coffee here.
Happy days.
I don't know. Hi, everyone.
Has it improved your mood?
Amy wants to come in, guys.
Oh, hey, Amy. Relax. Kick back.
How was your morning, Lockie?
It was good. I'm in a good mood. I know you wouldn't tell, but...
You really can't.
Oh. Yeah.
And what's that from?
I don't know.
Anything particular happen?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Just because it's your last day on earlies?
It is my last day on earlies, yes. Yes. Not counting that down, though.
Not forever.
No.
Yeah, just temporarily.
Just to... Whenever. I don't know, a couple of weeks. Yeah.
So are you good pumped concept. About the big game this weekend?
I haven't been invited. I wouldn't know.
Oh, to go see the Capras play.
Capras
you need
Dolphins.
To be invited.
I was not invited. Oh. I have not heard anything about it from anyone in this office.
My you only talk about
friends.
It all morning. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I always go with one of our mates here, Mick, in the office. So we just always just, we just go. We just roll up. That's what you do.
Corporate
you just
box, roll up. I heard, mate.
Yeah.
So what am I?
We take the corporate treats out into grandstand because it's where the real peeps are. We just hang out with the atmosphere. It's great.
But this is another news thing. Every time I've been to the Capras, I've been on the roof.
What?
There was a manhole cover.
What?
And you'd have like a ladder, crawl up through the manhole cover, carry, camera, tripod, batteries, and then put yourself on the roof for the
night. Yeah, it's because you're a cameraman.
Okay.
Not because you're just a regular
Not a bad
pleb.
View up there, though.
Name,
that sounds good.
Tell me one thing about NRL. One fact.
That's a sport. Hang on. I get around the NRL Cowboys-ish.
Well, now we can throw some heat on Anthony.
The way that rolled off the tongue.
Anthony, when are you coming? When are you coming to your first Capras game? Oh, wow.
No, just,
where are you going to be on the weekend, sorry?
Just mucking
around,
guys.
Oh, you poon. Just clearing that up
just
for everyone.
Just mucking around. When the season starts, I reckon. For round one.
I took mum and dad to a game. So, again, Victorians. I've been disowned by dad because I watch NRL and I don't
really?
Watch AFL. We went
Dad.
To, I can't even remember who it was here last year, and they loved it.
Yeah.
So,
if you love sport, get around it. Well, the snobbery going on is pretty ridiculous.
Could you invite him officially to the game since he's not been invited and he was a bit sad about it?
Here we go.
I thought you were talking about my dad.
Do we have some soppy music while I send him a text? Yeah. Here we go. We've got a group chat, actually. I'll put it in here. Dear... Lachlan.
Did you just have that sitting there ready to go?
Dear Lachlan.
Yeah, it's labelled Lachlan.
Would you
music.
Like to would you like to join us for the Capras game this weekend?
And what's your answer?
Maybe.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I had a kid. I knew a kid at school.
Unfriend.
Like that. Absolute drop kick. Didn't invite him to
Whinges
anything.
About everything.
But then when you did, he just wanted to be invited so he could say no.
No, but see, how it works for me is I'll say yes, not wanting to go, but then I keep my word, so I go, and then I have a good time, and then I go, oh, I should say yes to things more often, and then I won't.
Well, that's like the saying you have. You say always to me, I never regret socialising.
Have I said that
to you?
Oh,
I've definitely regretted socialising. That's a weird kind of response. There you go. That's interesting.
Okay, Lockie, we get you in here because you're a very serious newsman.
Mm. Who doesn't get invited to things?
Well, it's because he's so serious. Bore everyone with facts. No, so we'll see if you're across some of the less serious news of the week and get your opinion.
Ooh.
Taylor Swift has been in the news this week for a lot of reasons, but one of them is that her lawyers, first of all, do you know who Taylor Swift is?
Oh, come off it. Of course I know who Taylor
he's
Swift
really
is.
He's really gone low there, hasn't he?
Yeah,
low
sorry.
Low-balled. Anthony's overtired. Yep.
I am.
Yeah, he sounds drunk when he's overtired. It's a real bad side effect, actually.
Guess how late I was up last night, Lockie?
8 o'clock?
8:30.
Nah, later. Has to be later than that for this effect.
8:40.
8:40.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Later.
I was watching Seven.
The film or the channel?
No, the film.
Okay, let's go back now so we don't go off too much of a derail, but you're in the middle of a quiz. So, oh, yes, no, he does know who Taylor Swift is.
I want to get your take because her lawyers are trying to sue a college student who's been tracking her flights and publishing her carbon emissions.
But oh, yes.
He's only tracking them on like a publicly available website.
What? So her carbon emissions are actually higher than what he's saying?
Yeah, what's the actual issue?
Well, she's not happy that he's releasing her carbon emissions because she uses the most out of like any celebrity. Like she'll take a PJ for a 15-minute flight.
Mm.
I don't get what the big deal is.
Yeah, there's public a lot of stuff online about.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You can track a politician's plane. There are plane spotters who say, oh, you know, some important government minister's in town today because this plane's landed in Rocky.
I thought you meant you didn't see the issue with what she's doing. But, yeah, exactly. I agree. He's just using public info.
But also, you talk about the flights. How much electricity do you think it uses to put on a concert in a stadium with speakers and lights and pyrotechnics?
Yeah, but it's one-off. She's using it like a car. That's why people
are... Well, we all would if we could.
...screaming about it. And she's a billionaire. And you can't really keep them very much accountable for anything.
You wouldn't get a helicopter to work if you had a helicopter?
No, I don't even think about helicopters.
I'd come into Rocky on the weekend if I had a helicopter.
I just think about the rescue helicopter saving lives, Lachlan.
Yeah, you Jeez. Inconsiderate.
How human are you?
If you had a private jet, where would you?
I have a private jet. No.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, because they're so well known for being millionaires in your line of work. Yep.
Whack.
All those rich and famous journos.
So yeah, many of them. Yep.
Peter Credlin? Are there any?
That's not even. Oh, my God.
When you have your private jet, where's the first place you're going?
I'd say Rocky is the best place in the world, so I wouldn't need to fly anywhere, but then I'll get bullied for saying that.
No, you won't. It's a completely normal answer.
Oh, for goodness
sake. I was on the phone to the police this morning when you guys were belittling me on air.
What did we do wrong?
Was it belittling you or just
grumpy,
being truthsayers?
Old, young.
Yeah.
I can't.
Young's a compliment.
Well,
so
I did actually let.
Young's a fact. It's not a compliment.
I gave Anthony a whack back and said that the both of you are two grumpy old men in the morning. Like, you're both equally as grumpy.
Yeah, so I've never known. You are.
He is grumpy.
You're as bad as me, if not
worse.
Yeah,
so if we had a camera watching you two in the mornings, I imagine it would be pretty wild out there.
That's why I sit out with you, because I'm like, this is more my vibe. It's 5 a.m. I'm in the shits.
He's in the shits.
I don't know
what's wrong with both of you.
Yeah, where are you? Seriously, though, there's nowhere in the world that you can think of that you'd go with a... Pinky, where would you go? Just to show how this game should be played.
Perth. Fiji. I've been wanting to go back to Fiji for a while. I would head to Fiji.
Oh, anywhere in the world.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, Fiji.
You said first up, Fiji. I would clearly be...
Beautiful.
There's a lot more other places, but I would be going there first. I need to get there.
Fiji probably beats Perth.
Thank you. Yes, it does.
Can't believe you said Rocky.
I also need to get to Heron Island, right? And if I had my own... Yeah, I'm getting nods in the studio. No, and I haven't been yet. See, it's actually on my wish list. But if I just suddenly had a private jet, see ya.
When I asked you this before, you said, mate, so.
That'll be really grumpy on me. Is this when we cut off this bit and get back to the replays of the show from this morning?
Yeah, it's probably a good place.
Yeah, I reckon we should zip it. Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M. We're welcome to Triple M CQ Breakfast this morning. Our new boss, Adam, give it up, because the last guy quit. He was like, can't deal, out of here, bye. So he's come in and he's going to try his luck with us.
See how it goes. This could be the last
time.
That's
why I'm laughing.
Good morning, by the way, Adam.
Oh, hello. Hello.
The last time.
Thanks for having me in. Welcome and good morning, CQ. Is that why I got the job? Because the last guy quit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here. I'm done.
Just like a
divas.
Conveyor belt. Who's next?
Exactly. It's your turn.
Well,
yeah, so. We're just getting to know each other, and you're new to CQ, but as you may be aware by now, pineapples are our beloved produce from Yeppoon.
I have been educated on such topics, yes, and I can't take this seriously.
And
with
so
what
then
you've
for
got
a while there, I was helping out on the Pinefest committee, because we have Pinefest every year as well, and so I've got a bit of a pineapple theme halo going on in my life, and my daughter encourages it. And when I had my birthday the day after Australia Day, she gifted me my gifts, and there was this little tiny packet of fake Lego from Kmart of a little tiny miniature pineapple. It's very miniature. It's like, what, 5 centimetres tall?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Anyway, I brought it to work. I thought, just muck around, make this at work. Well, it's actually really, really hard and the instructions are really, really horrible. And I was in the studio till like lunchtime still doing it yesterday, trying to figure it out. It took me ages to get the hang of these instructions. And then you've told us that you're a huge Lego fanatic.
Correct. Lego being the important word there.
Calling you brick man.
Look, I'll take that. I'll take that. What you're holding in your hand at the moment, though, Pinky, it is a little bit insulting to Lego. I've got to be honest.
Totally fake Lego.
I don't want to call you out on some stretching of the truth here either, but 3 days you've been working on that. 3 days.
And the intro she just did for it.
Where did you get three from?
Dressed it up.
Started it yesterday and I finished it this morning. That's two.
I actually came back into the studio yesterday afternoon after you'd left, hoping to see a completed pineapple. I was sadly disappointed, I'm not going to lie. However, what you've created, I'm proud of you for finishing it because they are absolutely minuscule pieces. I don't even know how you managed to actually do that without, you know, a monocle or some kind of magnifying glass. It is very small.
There we go. Upstairs, I'm getting compliments from the boss, Anthony.
I'm giving that a fail because the only compliment you received there was that it's completed.
I read the instructions by you yesterday and your brains exploded as well. You're like, I have no idea. These are awful.
They are awful instructions, but, Adam, I've got them. I've fished them out of the bin because you tried to bury the evidence. I don't know if you noticed that.
I just threw them. I'm done.
Take a look at that bottom right photo, and you tell me if that looks anything like the thing she's holding up.
If I squint, there's a little bit of similarity going on here. To be fair, in Pinky's defence, it's not as if the build is bad. You followed the instructions. Well, I believe you, on further inspections, maybe you followed the instructions. However, it's not really pineapple-esque. Yeah. Being a Lego fan that I am, right? It is Kmart Lego. It's very, very small and minuscule. Yeah. Probably made for, I don't even want to finish that sentence because it's so small. Those pieces are tiny. Yeah. However, I've had pineapple Lego on the brain. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Lego does this whole ideas forum, essentially, where master builders around the world can build these incredible things and then submit their ideas, and they ask the public to then go through and vote. It's kind of like a Kickstarter campaign. Cool. You know, they get so many pledges, Lego will then go into mass production for it. There is currently a Lego pineapple that is up. Someone designed it. They posted it just around Christmas time last year, and it is available. People can go through and vote. So I think, Pinky, you should really start. Let's get CQ behind this, and let's get this Lego pineapple into existence. And then you can actually build the real gear.
Well, as you know, I'm not about first world problems, so this is really up my alley to vote and petition for a pineapple Lego.
I'm behind it. I'm behind the campaign. I'll do what I can to make this happen for you, but we need help. We need votes.
This morning. Yeah.
Have a look, sorry, just upon further inspection of this thing.
Stop looking so closely at it.
There's about three layers on it where she's followed the instructions. Look at it, symmetrical.
Oh, it's very confusing. It's very confusing.
It's like lipstick on a pig for the rest of it.
It's very confusing. Can we quickly check with Adam too? It might help justify the quality of my build. How much do you think my daughter paid for that kit?
Yeah, if it was over $5, you got ripped off.
$2.
Well, okay. It's not bad.
Do you think it justified my 8 hours of work time building it?
If you can, what else can you spend $2 on that keeps you busy for 8 hours?
Well, probably doing my job.
Well, true. And you've done both at the same time.
Oh, look at me, multitasking. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. We've been talking a bit about the show that we've kind of cancelled. But we love to talk about it, Married at First Sight. Only talking about the funny things, though, I guess.
It all seems funny.
It
should be classed as a comedy.
Well, I guess we've said that some of it seems really concerning and toxic, right, and damaging. But the bits we like are, I'm in stitches.
Yeah, we've been mainly focusing on this couple that is like they've paired up.
How is Lucinda and Timothy.
Oh, is that their names? Mm. Timothy doesn't do him justice. He deserves like a Scott type name, a bit more. Because he seems just like, Timo. There you go.
He seems very alpha male.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I just put everyone in categories here.
Yeah, seems like the kind of guy who wouldn't mind going out in his boat on the weekend. probably happy to give the car a service at home, that kind of operator.
Big arms, tight shirts.
Yeah.
No. Couple short of tats. Back and sides, yeah.
Might even have a couple of tats creeping up to the neck, dare I say, in the videos we've been watching.
Yeah, I do think so.
And Lucinda, how would we put her? She's a fairy.
Yeah, a bit of a fairy from Byron Bay region.
Mm.
And she said she was picking up great vibes from him initially, and he was completely off her. So, you know, we're not sure where Lucinda's really at.
Oh, she's,
in terms of reality.
She's very high.
Yeah. So I found, like, the highlights. Highlights are my favourite, and this had me laughing at some stupid hour this morning. So Lucinda was actually following Timothy around his house because they're married now and they've got to do, like, domestic bliss together.
I'm sorry. Is domestic bliss your term or Lucinda's?
The term in general, not my term.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bliss.
Definitely a Lucinda term.
And she's asking him 1 billion questions.
What about?
Oh,
just anything?
Like, do you like your bathroom? He's like, yeah. It's my bathroom. Can we not discuss it? And I'm like, oh, I feel his pain. Like, I already have a dog and a kid that already do that to me. Just follow me around.
Ugh.
Walk in when you're on the toilet, you know.
What?
You know what they do. Kids.
Yeah. I'm not having kids if
no boundaries. Clear it out.
Your kid's 15, buddy.
Look, she doesn't really do it now. But then they were doing this activity where they had a bunch of activities put on a ladder of importance for, you know, their relationship. And it got to the topic of discussing the bedroom.
The biggest gap?
Wow, good in bed.
It's right down the bottom for you, isn't it?
Look, it's you know... I don't know. She's a lot more advanced than I am.
I'm a sutra specialist.
I mean, Jesus Christ, she asked me this morning, are you keen to go to a 4-day tantra sex festival up in the mountains?
Wow.
No, I'm not keen to go. So I don't want to walk around with hippies in the bush with my balls hanging out. Call me old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned.
Oh, sounds just, right up my alley.
Well, does it?
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm actually with him there.
Like, oh, no.
You think I'm going to spend 4 days with you to learn how to be good in the bedroom? Like, I'm out. Like, you should have done your homework already, mate.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
We've got a pre-season NRL trial clash on tomorrow at Brown Park between our CQ Capras and the NRL Dolphins. The man, the myth, the legend, head coach Lionel Harbin joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very excited. The footy is back.
It is back. No, it comes around really quick. So, no, really looking forward to the game this week, yeah.
Well, I suppose the old cliche is when you play a side that's up a grade, like the Dolphins are in the NRL, there's a whole lot of great chance to test ourselves. But does it also act as a little bit of a trial for some players so they might be able to break through?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got three of our players actually playing against us this weekend, and obviously, you know, the Dolphins are bringing all their players up and their coaching staff, so it's a good opportunity for our players to impress their staff as well.
Now, it feels a bit like a John Farnham last tour announcement, but is this the last game at Brown Park?
I don't know, Pinky. You tell me.
I don't know either.
It's been going on. We've been saying it for the last 3 years. But no, by all reports, this will be the last one. And, you know, three developments are set to start after this game. You know, much needed. You know, we've been saying it for some time. Just that stadium hasn't changed very much, you know, probably since the 80s. So it's going to be good for the game and the community of Central Queensland when it's done. Yeah.
We lost you for a bit because of the wind, but I assume the gist there was we're not entirely sure when the last game at Brown Park is. How early did you guys start pre-season this year? Or last year even?
Yeah, we started in November. you know, we got a good six-week block in before Christmas, and, you know, we're pretty much straight back into it after New Year's. So, no, the boys have been training extremely hard, and I think they're a bit overtraining and looking forward to playing this game on the weekend.
The women's team had some huge announcements this week with Tamika Upton and the South Wales sisters, Hannah and Jessie. How are you feeling about that at the club?
Yeah, that's a massive move. It's just going to be great. you know, for our women's game, but just rugby league in general. You know, Samik is, you know, she's a world-class player, and the Southall girls are on the rise as well. And, you know, it's just going to be great for, you know, our women and rugby league and our community for this up-and-coming season.
Now, I've also heard a bit of a rumour, can you confirm, Lionel, that there is a cafe in town that seems to be endorsed by the CQ Capras themselves, Bake of Dawn on Campbell Street in Rocky. Can you confirm or deny?
I can confirm. It's around the corner from our gym. They do freshly baked cakes, so
Anthony's
we visit
in there
quite regularly and have cups of tea and coffee. So, yeah, giving them a little plug there. But, yeah, if you want a good piece of cake, get around to Bake of Dawn.
No wonder you had to start pre-season in November. You guys are just filling up at this cake shop.
Nah, it's a good feed.
Do you have a favourite to give a shout-out for?
No, not to be honest, they're all good. I've tried all different ones, so yeah, they're all good.
That's brilliant. Well, you're keeping them in business. Very good.
Is this like, so, you know, this whole thing feels a bit like an under-10s game with a couple of players playing for the other team. Like back then you go, oh, the other team's short, can you put on another jersey? And now with this cake shop thing, where if you guys win, will you take them in the minibus, like a drive-through? Get whatever you want, guys.
No, like you said, you know, I know there's three of our guys playing for them, but, you know, it's a good opportunity that we've got extended squads, so it's a good reward for all the players that are, you know, train hard over the pre-season. So, yeah, it's going to be a big crowd there this weekend, so it's going to be a great weekend of footy.
Brilliant. Well, we'll see you there at Brown Park for perhaps the last time.
Yeah, I hope so, Pinky.
Thanks for being on the show, Lionel Harbin, head coach of the CQ Capras.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Back into it for the post-show show, joined by Lockie Itter, our newsman.
And it's Friday, so Lockie, what plans have you got when you leave to go home today?
I'm going to demolish a pizza this evening.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely demolish.
What flavour?
Tell us.
Don't know.
Oh, really?
No.
You don't have a go-to?
No, because I'm one of those order through the app, so you don't need to talk to anyone kind of people.
I got to say, I'm like that too.
What's that got to do with the topping?
Well, I'll know when I'm presented with the options.
Okay, give me a couple of your favourites, please, so I have a clue what you like.
No, because I change it all the time. I don't have a consistent amount.
Do you know?
No consistency there on his pizza consistency. Toppings.
Do you know, last weekend?
It is World Pizza Day, actually.
Oh, okay. I better get pizza aggressive for dinner as well.
I've never seen him so excited.
We're learning.
You know what, though? I don't know if you have any gastrointestinal issues.
Now's the place to delve into that.
Yeah. But I had a pizza last weekend with a gluten-free base. It's like, you know when you feel a bit heavy and greasy after a pizza?
Mm.
None of that at all. Yeah. I could have gone for a run.
Yeah, it's very light.
Change of life. And it didn't taste that bad.
I was going to say it didn't taste like this desk.
Well, it's covered in proper. As long as it's got proper cheese, not lactose-free cheese, then it'd be tasting good.
Everything else was sweet. It was
loaded
Roscoe's.
Yeah,
and is that the app you go on?
They
make good pizzas.
Yeah. I did, actually. When I was on the summer thing, I grabbed a Roscoe's on the way home.
On the summer thing?
What's that?
I don't know. It's Friday.
And what else are you doing besides having pizza?
Half of my dog is on the floor of the house because he molts like you would not believe.
Oh, that's what you mean by that expression, right?
Yes.
Oh, he's
yes,
a
I don't
molter.
Mean that like there's just a few legs floating around.
It sounded really strange.
Just so long as
it's clean up after half of my dog.
Front left, back right, so he's still even or something, you know? You don't want to lose both your right side because then you're awesome.
Post-show, it's okay. So he's a molter. Oh, that's horrible.
Mm.
My dog doesn't molt. I couldn't have a pet that molts. Drive me insane. I'd feel like the stinky cat or dog lady every day.
Yeah, I didn't know my pet would.
Oh, okay. Yep.
You get done in by the breeder. All yours was rescue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Have you got a very special pet hair vac?
No, I just use the vacuum, but it clogs it up.
Yeah, I've seen the pet hair vacs.
Nightmare. Now, we do go through the less serious stories with you, but I assume you're going to be across this one anyway. Start of the week it might have been when we looked up at whatever morning show's on behind us and we could see that King Charles was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
We were discussing and wondering, and you're a man in the news industry, why on earth did an Australian morning show need a live cross from a reporter in New York to tell us that the King of England was sick?
Do you want the boring answer or do you want the...
I want all the answers. I want
the honest opinion.
The honest opinion is a lot of media outlets probably overdid it, can I say?
Yeah, of course they did. Yeah.
But it also comes down to they have bases of where they have their reporter. So it could have been that the person in New York was available, but the person in London wasn't
because
of time zones or they were off on a different job or something. It's not particularly uncommon.
Why would you bother?
We did the whole world clock in here. We were like, oh, I bet you she's got this 2 a.m. phone call. And they're like, get up and look glamorous and come and talk about it. And we looked it up and it was actually 2:30 in the afternoon in New York. So it wouldn't have been a bother for her, the reporter, to get together if she wasn't already made up to do her cross.
Well, but also.
No sweat.
They're in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
Just change the thing to say London. We wouldn't know.
That's lying.
There's no integrity in the news then, Anthony.
The media's never lied to us.
Oh, look, you work in the media.
I'm trying to find a way to dodge
it. And he lies.
I make up half the stories.
No, we don't do that.
Not the newsroom.
No, different code.
Okay, well.
We're codeless in our job.
Glad we got that one answered. We'll let you go so you can enjoy your pizza this afternoon because you don't have long left in your shift, do you?
Oh, well, I don't know. You guys are probably going to knock off before I do.
Hopefully.
How much does that annoy you? We get here later.
I don't actually watch people's ins and outs. That's a whole other conversation about when people get the shits with who leaves when or who's got kids and juggling things around them. And yeah, I've never noticed it. It's never been an issue for me to give a shit about what other people are doing.
You guys perhaps arrive after I do and leave before I do, but...
Different jobs.
So much so that yesterday, I parked so close to him.
No, I thought it was generous.
Oh, really?
It's a generous park. Yeah.
I better get out of here before you today, though, because I'm right up against that Hyundai.
Ooh. Well, the thing is, my car is 10 years old, so frankly, I don't care if it hits anything.
Oh, but he cares what time you leave, but he doesn't care about anyone hitting his car. And there we go.
I'm going to write it off for you.
Please
All right. Do. Have a great weekend. Thanks for coming in for the post-show show. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.